It's nice to wake up to good news, isn't it? And the Chilean miners being rescued after Lord knows how long underground, months and months. I'm just clicking print on some passport photographs because those passport booths they have dotted around very rare places like CD shopping centres, or in my case a local post office actually has one, are not only expensive now, £4 I paid for a set of really naff photos, but they're also producing really naff photos. That's my Canon printer kicking out some homemade passport photographs taken against a kind of white Lasterlight reflector in the early hours of this morning, so I had to do a lot of Photoshop brightening. But at least I know I'm going to get the right size. Pulling them out, having a quick squiz. Not bad. Probably need a bit more contrast, actually. But infinitely better than the ones that the local shop tried to give me. So, what do you do? You do them yourself. Or you go to a photo studio and ask for passport photos. And if you have to pay a fiver, pay a fiver. It's always going to be well lit. My passport is lost somewhere. It's actually somewhere in the house during a mad, crazy tidy up. It went missing, so it might be in a box in the attic. I've looked everywhere you could possibly look for a passport. So I'm going to have to order another one because I've got a talk coming up in the Republic of Ireland soon. And then I'm hoping to get over to America to do some work. But we'll see. So, new passport needed, having to pay for a lost passport, even though there's only a few months left on it, 8 or so, and it cost an extraordinary amount of money for me to have a document that enables me to travel freely, 80-odd quid, I don't know, nightmare. So, it's nice if the photograph in that passport for the next 10 years not only resembles me, but is of reasonable quality and doesn't make me look any more like a terrorist than beardy people do. So, all good. I am trying out a new spoffle, a red spoffle. I know the colour shouldn't make any difference, but it's very weird, very compact, very thin, and I'm hoping that when I blow the mic now, it's not too poppy and crap. Heading to London today. I obviously would have been in London a lot earlier if it wasn't for the fact I have to make passport photographs. The weather outside, he says, wiping the window, is not too bad. I think it's going to stay dry. So if you are in London, bimbling around, I'm meeting Buddha Magnet, hopefully, Benny Crime, hopefully, Loudmouth Man, hopefully, Illico, Kate Day, Sizemore for sure, and it's nice to get out of the village briefly and into the chaos and excitement to remind me the difference between the two. Speaking of which, let's pack.